seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I again direct you to the book of Numbers, chapter 10 and verse 29. The book of Numbers, chapter 10 and verse 29. Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. The book of Numbers, chapter 10 and verse 29, Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. When the Lord favours his dear people like the Lord had favoured Moses, the great desire in the heart of Moses and of us, if we are truly taught like Moses was, will be that there will be those that will know the same blessing. And we find this concerning Moses here, concerning his father-in-law, that the Lord would favour him the same. I know when the Lord has blessed me from time to time that there have been those desires within me, Lord, do grant it to our loved ones, to many throughout, all throughout Zion. What I want to look at as help this afternoon, we hinted at a few things this morning on the journey, and there were many things we could name. We are journeying onto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. And then this beautiful desire in the heart of Moses, come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. His great desire and concern was that Hobab might go with them. You see, we read further on, and we read it this morning, that what he says concerning him, and he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. You see, his father-in-law, Hobab, was well acquainted with that part of the wilderness they were journeying through. And what an asset he would have been to them. Familiar with so many of the difficulties, the trials that they would have to encounter as they went through that wilderness. But we don't read solemnly that he ever went with them. And oh, may we lay that to heart this afternoon, because he would have been a great asset to them. And the desire of Moses was that he would know the same blessings that the Lord favoured him with. Now let us look at thee as helped. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. This desire in the heart of Moses was found in the heart of dear Naomi concerning Ruth. Her desire was that Ruth would go with her back to Bethlehem. And the Lord wonderfully fulfilled that desire. But let us remember that Naomi put both her daughter-in-laws to the test in it. You see, Orpah went back to her gods and to her people because there was no grace in her heart. Her heart was still in Moab. But oh, look how willingly Ruth went. She said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. Where thou lodgest, there will I lodge, and where thou dwellest, will I dwell. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." And is it not the desire of every true-born child of God that there may be those that come with us? We think too of Abraham's servant when he went to seek a wife for Isaac. We hinted at it a little this morning, where he said, "Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way." But there's two wonderful things in that blessed chapter that tie in well with this text. First of all, how was the servant to be received by Laban and Bethuel? Well, amidst all his fears how they would receive him, what did they say to him? That beautiful word, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." It dovetails beautifully with this, doesn't it? He says, "Here, Moses, come thou with us." What a sweet invitation. And the same applied to Abraham's servant by Laban and Bethuel, design, "Come, and why tarriest thou? Come, you see, into the house." But the second thing in that wonderful chapter is regarding Rebecca. You look how the servant desired that she would come with him back to Isaac. And what did they say? "We will call her and ask at her mouth." And think of what was spoken. "Wilt thou go with this man?" And what did she say? "I will go." Look at the willingness in her. It's different than what Hobab was. He was not willing to go with them. But she was willing to go exactly with them. "So come thou with us." And why did he desire that they would, that Hobab would come with him? Well, because the Lord had granted a wonderful promise, "And we will do thee good." Let us look at that in a moment. But I just want to set before you what we read in the lesson this afternoon. It's a very blessed and sacred chapter, isn't it, in the book of the Revelation to close God's holy word. And we read in it those very precious words. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star." And then listen, "and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth come, say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Well, let us pause a moment. The Spirit said, come. You see, when Moses spoke this word to Hobab, his one desire was that he would come with them. Is it your desire and mine this afternoon to be with his dear people? The hymn writer said, with them numbered may I be now and through eternity. I believe the Lord, when he begins the work of grace in a sinner's heart, will put this desire in them to go with his dear people. Now, the Spirit, what did the Spirit of God say? Come. It was a sweet invitation to a poor, needy sinner. Come. And may the Holy Spirit whisper that in each of our hearts today, in all the troubles that you have, all the afflictions, all the temptations, all the burdens you carry. The Spirit says, come. The Saviour, while here upon the earth, spoke some very beautiful words concerning coming. Some of the old preachers used to say that it is the gospel invitation to sinners come. You know, when we're really under deep conviction of sin and weighed right down under God's holy law, feeling no hope in self, no hope in this world, and to hear the Spirit whisper to this poor trembling sinner, come, is music to their ears. And what did Jesus say? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And what did he further say? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And oh, may the blessed Spirit of God whisper this to your soul today. Come thou with us. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. You will notice here too the wonderful oneness and unity between the blessed Spirit of God and his church. They both spoke the same language. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And oh, may that be whispered by the Holy Spirit into some poor needy sinner this afternoon. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Do you know what it is to hear the Lord's precious voice? Him that heareth. You know, it's a wonderful mercy if the Lord's given us an ear to hear what he speaks. Many turn a deaf ear to the Lord's voice. They turn a deaf ear to the commandments of God. I've heard people say, you know, when we've spoke, or other ministers have spoke of the commandments of the Lord and obeying their voice, I've heard people say, oh, but that was for somebody else, that wasn't for me. They don't lay it to their own heart, you see. Think how solemn. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. Have we a thirst for the truth today? Well, Moses had, and he desired that Hobab might have it too. That desire and thirst for the truth. Blessed are they, Jesus said, that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then it comes down to this, and whosoever will. Oh, to be amongst this whosoever. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Well, may we lay those precious words to heart this afternoon. We are journeying unto the place which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. Let's pause a moment on the willingness. You see, Hobab was not willing. We read in Psalm 110, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. We heard it last Lord's Day, didn't we? Dear Mr. Cornford mentioned that precious word. And look how willing the Lord makes his dear people. Look how willing Ruth was to go with Naomi. Look how willing were Laban and Bethuel for the servant to enter their house. Come in thou, blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without. Look how willing was Rebekah to go with Abraham's servant back to Isaac. We sing in the hymn, don't we? Thus make us willing, glorious Lamb, to suffer all things for thy name. At last be where my Jesus is and rise to everlasting bliss. And we will do thee good. Now this is what Naomi desired for Ruth. We will do thee good. Not that there was any good in Naomi to do her good, but you know there is a goodness given by the Lord to his dear people. The goodness of his grace, the goodness of living faith, the goodness of God given repentance, the goodness of the blessings of God. And when the Lord fills his dear people, that goodness will flow forth. And where does it all flow from? It all flows from the Lord himself into sinner's heart, and it will flow out so it flows into others. Like it did on the day of Pentecost. It flowed from heaven through the apostle into the hearts of those that were gathered. And we will do thee good. Let us just pause a moment on this goodness. You know, it's a beautiful word, isn't it, in God's holy word concerning his goodness. And poor needy sinners can draw from the goodness and fullness that there is in the dear Lord Jesus. Well, let me name just one or two words from the word of God. We think of dear Moses, going back to Exodus 33. What did the Lord say to him? And so he could well speak it to his father-in-law here. The Lord said to him, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. We sing in the hymn, don't we? Before thee in the way. And you know, Moses could look back here at the journey they'd come, and he could see the goodness of the Lord and how he'd blessed the dear people midst all their sin and unbelief. The blessing of the Lord rested upon them. His goodness had passed before them. And Moses desired that that goodness might flow into the heart of Hobab if he went with them. That in blessing, I will bless thee. But then we think of David as he came down toward his end. He could well write in that beautiful 23rd Psalm, couldn't he? Surely Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this goodness, as the hymn writer said, runs an endless round. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. You think how many wonderful words of good things the Lord promised his dear people. There were two things here, really, that I just briefly hint at. First of all, who it was concerning, this goodness. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. Israel is the blessed, redeemed church of God. His dear people, those chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And he's spoken good concerning them. Not only through life, but good concerning their end and good concerning eternity. And you think of the wonderful promises the Lord promised. Think of Abraham, how the Lord promised him that he would enter into the promised land. Canaan. And look how he dwelt there. And then we think of the blessing that the Lord gave to dear old Jacob when the Lord blessed him there at Bethel. And what do we read? And that blessing, you see, was not only for him, but for the generations to follow. And behold, the Lord stood above it as he saw this ladder from earth to heaven. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And then think of this beautiful word. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. And you know the Lord ever speaks good concerning his people. Midst all their sin, midst all their unbelief, midst all the sorrows, he has spoken good. And he has spoken that he will bring them safely into the land. As we read and spoke from a little this morning, we are journeying unto the place which the Lord said, I will give it you. I will give it you. Oh, may we be enabled to plead that. We have seen so many enter into glory, haven't we, to the eternal presence of the Lord. And oh, may we plead this for ourselves, that the Lord would grant it to us, unworthy as we are, He said, I will give it you. And you can plead that word before the Lord. And then there may be those of you, as we leave it, longing for a blessing indeed, longing for Jabez's prayer. Your prayer may be continually like him. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. You see here, his promise, I will give it you. You think when you need pardon in your soul for all your sin, you need grace to be given, to endure, I will give it you, he says. Oh, may the Holy Spirit convey the reality of this, I will give it you. If ye ask anything, Jesus said, in my name, I will give it you. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. Well, I've scratched around the surface of this today. May the Holy Spirit, there's so much we could name in it, but may the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this word to us. And he will have the glory. And just in conclusion, it comes, I will name it. You think how solemn it was concerning Obed. He was never going to be an asset to Moses and to the people. What about us? Are we an asset to God's people, or are we a hindrance to them? You think that's a very searching point, you know. When I took the pastorate at Ashwell, I always remember the old Mr. Woodcraft, he received me in as pastor. He said, you know, you have those that will be a gracious asset to you. But he said, you may have those that will be a hindrance. Well, may we lay that to heart. Where do we stand in it? Are we like Hobab, or are we amongst those like Ruth, like Rebecca, and go with his people? Well, may the Lord bless the word. Amen.